Like I said, there's plenty of seats in the living room too. That's why I'm angling myself so I won't have my back to you in case you want. It's too big of a glare in it and coming through that window.
Just wear your sunglasses.
I want to be able to see you. So that'd be, make it even harder. We're going to be on page 217 in the text. If you're here for the first time, welcome. And you don't have to believe anything. And we left off at paragraph 10. And it says, if you would look upon love, which is the world's reality, is love. If you want to look upon love, and the reality is love, how could you do better than recognize in every defense against it the underlying appeal for it? Everything that's a defense against love, see it as a call for love. The best way to recognize love is to see in every defense against it an underlying appeal for it. So if I'm angry, then that's a defense against love. So I need to see my anger as an appeal for love. So whatever it looks like you're lacking, you see that thing as an appeal for its opposite. And one day you will be able to recognize and see its opposite in your life. So that would be something like, when I'm sick, that would be an appeal for love, health. It's okay, right? So if it's all about recognition, if it's all about consciousness, if it's all about becoming aware, then what I want to do is use everything in my life to be a reminder of the thing I want to be aware of. So the Course says in that one sentence exactly how you start to see love in your life, or abundance in your life, or health in your life, or peace in your life. It's seeing whatever you are experiencing other than that as an appeal for that. So tomorrow, if you go in and you have a day that you see as being a challenge on the job, and you go home that night and someone asks you how your day was, you would say, my day at work was a great big call for love. I will see every defense against it as an underlying appeal for it. The Course in Miracles says, read me slowly. That's why I go so slow. Because all you need is one idea that you apply consistently from the Course to give you all the results the Course offers. So it's not about quantity. It's about remembering. So we educated. Let me get through it this quick and digest this book and pick up another one I'm not going to do. Right?
Yeah.
We're sort of like beings that fall in love with the instruction manual. We love to get instructions, don't we? We go from one book to another to get new instructions. And I used to think doing a book meant getting instructions. And then I go to the next one. And so the Course is telling me all you have to do is apply one idea. So one idea I could apply this evening would be when I go out there in the lab and somebody does something that I use to upset myself. Then I'm going to see that as a request for the opposite of the upset feeling. I feel jealous. I went to this party last night and I felt jealous. I say a person feels that. Well, I went to a party last night and I felt my call for love when it came to my partner. How can I better recognize love than to see every defense against it as an appeal for it? Okay? The mate that's not too much fun is an appeal for one that is. So you can see the person that was making you unhappy, or better yet, you can see the person that you were making yourself unhappy with as a request for the person that you make yourself happy with. And it could turn out to be the person you're already with. Some people, that's a depressing thought. I'm counting on it being somebody else. And some people, they're thrilled. They go, oh, wow, it could be with the person that I'm with.